What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're going to start off with something a little bit lighter here. Joining us on the phone today is Alice Chun, who is the designer, co-owner, co-founder of a company called Solite Design. Alice, thank you for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me again. This is amazing.
Well, what's amazing is you've come up with a really great product, and I have one here. I got it about a week ago, and I've been putting it through its paces. I let it charge during the daytime. It did, in fact, stay illuminated all night long. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, it's this wonderful flexible plastic bag that acts as a diffuser. There are LEDs on one side, solar panel on the other side. They pack down absolutely flat, which is great for backpackers, and your survival prep kit. And I first came across your product when a good friend of mine who does charity work in Nepal apparently took a case of these to this village in Nepal that doesn't have electricity. Yeah. And they they light their homes with oil lamps, which can be a fire hazard, and she took them over there, and everybody absolutely loved
them.
So I understand you're in the middle of a crowdfunding. I know you've already hit your goal. Everybody thinks this is a wonderful product.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really pleased about the response and the overwhelming support that we've had. But right now we're actually launching a new product called the Twilight, which is similar to the solar puff, but it also has red light and a red SOS signal, and it's also half the cost of a solar puff because we realized in areas of extreme poverty, the cost of the solar puff was a little too high, so this is actually even more economical, so everyone can afford clean solar light. And we're in a Kickstarter campaign for our new product called the Twilight. And we're basically trying to help Haiti right now because as soon as we launched our campaign, Hurricane Matthew tore through the southern part of Haiti. Over 400,000 homes have been demolished, and hundreds of people have been killed or are missing. And so Haiti's been pushed aside because of the election, but we've been trying to promote our Kickstarter campaign so that we can get more lights down to Haiti. We have a volunteer that's there right now delivering our lights. We have photographs of her delivering the lights in our updates on our Kickstarter. And I don't know if most of you listeners actually know, but Haiti went through an enormous earthquake in 2010, and they never really recovered from that. This is 6 years later, and then now to have this hurricane tear through, it's just unbelievably heartbreaking. So we're trying to help through getting people to buy our lights through our Kickstarter campaign, and we automatically give lights to Haiti, as well as Syrian refugees in Greece, as well as the Nepalese.
Well, I mean, that's wonderful work that you're doing. And again, like I said, that's where I first experienced your product, was somebody who was taking them to Nepal. And I know there's all kinds of solar lights out there. You see them down there to decorate your home. This is one that is definitely designed for portability, survivability. Like I said, I put it out there for a field test. This being Hawaii, it got rained on. Nothing happened to it. It is really, I think it's the best solar light I've seen. Especially in that context of being able
to pack it
into your backpack when you're hiking and camping. But more to the point, if you have a survival kit, whether it's a tsunami kit here in Hawaii or an earthquake kit in California, these are an essential must-have item because you're not having to store batteries to use it. If you've ever spent any time in the aftermath of a disaster where the supplied electricity is off, you get to understand very quickly how important light is, how quickly you can go through the candles or your lamp oil and everything.
Yeah.
These things are going to keep on functioning, for years. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product. And it's great to see an American company actually producing something this unique. And I'm a fan. What am I going to tell you? I'm definitely a big
you're
fan
amazing.
Of these things.
Thank you so much. Well, we love you guys so much. Fantastic that you're helping us promote our product, because we absolutely agree with you that this is the best solar light on the planet because of its flat packability, its adaptability to any situation, whether it's a garden or a pool. These lights are waterproof. You can float them in your bathtub or your pool or the ocean.
I didn't
ocean.
Know that part.
And we've had guys with yachts that use it as an anchor light. My lawyer has run over it with her car accidentally, and it still worked afterwards. We've tested it for 5 years in the plateaus of Haiti until we actually launched our product. So we believe that, you know, because of the design, it really stands out from any other solar light, and it's well designed so that it can actually look nice on a table or a home as well as a campsite.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, first of all, we have to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network, and we're talking with Alice Chun of Solight Design, who create and sell this line of solar powered lights, and these are designed for portability, backpacks, survival kits. It hadn't even occurred to me that they would make a really good perpetual marker light for moverage for your boat or anything like that. I mean, I imagine you could put a bunch
absolutely.
Of these out in the dark and actually create an emergency landing zone for a helicopter or something at night in disaster areas. All kinds of views. And again, it is light without needing to drag batteries around with you, which can be a real problem,
absolutely.
Especially, you know, this day and age, for some reason, we don't seem able to manufacture batteries that don't leak and spoil flashlights. And I've had a lot of these LED lights have used regular store-bought batteries.
Yes.
And even when you're not turning them on, the batteries will leak. They'll destroy the flashlight.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that with this.
I know. We use lithium polymer ion batteries, which are great for hazmats. It's not going to leak acid. And the rechargeability of these lights are so much better than any other battery. And the regular batteries that you use for those flashlights, I don't know if most people know this, but 90% of the energy goes into wasted heat for those batteries, and these are much more efficient.
Well, it's a simple, elegant design, and I really do appreciate it. And as a matter of policy on this show, when I do come across a product that I think is really going to be of benefit, I make a big deal about it. Longtime listeners know when I have a gripe with a business or a service or a company, I will not pull any punches. If you've been listening to my comments about Windows 10, you will understand that. But when I find something like this, I get excited. I really am a gadget freak at heart. And this just panders right into that. But it is a wonderful product, and we do have a banner ad on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. I actually gave this to Solight because I believe in what they're doing. They're not paying me for the ad or for the interview. And if you go
Thank
there, you.
You
can go to the crowd funding
so much.
A package, or you can buy the Solights. And I actually got an email. I forwarded it to you. One of our readers has already bought 10 of your lights based on the ad and the discussion.
Thank you so much. That's amazing. And you're not just helping our company, you're helping the world by using clean, carbon-free lighting. And if everyone started to do that, we would start to mitigate climate change. One light at a time. We can work together to work for this greater good.
Well, it is a great, innovative, unique, elegant product, and it's again, I'm a fan. What can I tell you? I'm unabashed about that.
Thank you so much.
You can visit the website.
So
you can join the GoFundMe. And they are sending these lights into areas that really, really need them. Haiti, we know how Haiti got shortchanged after the earthquake, and those poor people really have suffered, and they need all the help that they can get. So do you have anything else you want to share with us, Alice?
Only that I'm so grateful for your help and your spirit and energy for our product. And I just wanted to thank you and all of your
well, only because you've come up with a good product.
Listeners, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll stay in touch here. I'm going to be curious to see how the Twilight does. And again, all the good work that you're doing, sending these lights at every opportunity to places around the world that really need it. My friend in Nepal just thinks these are wonderful, and I, when she goes back to Nepal, she's going to be taking some more with her, I understand.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks
That's
an awful
amazing.
Lot, then. And,
thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Your listeners.
Okay. And we've been talking with Alice Chun of Solight Design, and these really are a must-have item for your if you're backpacking, campers, mountain climbing. They're very lightweight, portable, permanent source of light, solar powered, and I can't imagine having a survival kit and not having at least two of these things in there. All right, we're going to get on back here to the news. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking about science and health issues. We've all been talking about glyphosate, this highly toxic, now known to be carcinogenic chemical that is the core of the Roundup weed killer. It was supposed to pair with the Roundup Ready gene in plants to allow those plants to survive the weed killer, but ordinary weeds would die. Unfortunately, the weeds have evolved. You know, for all you people who say there's no such thing as evolution, yeah, the weeds and the pests have evolved to deal with these glyphosate or BT, and as a result, farmers are they're stuck with the GMO seeds, and they're having to go back to dosing their fields with these highly toxic pesticides. But there is a report from the Pesticide Action Network International, 96-page report, basically saying that glyphosate has now pretty much contaminated the entire global ecosystem. There's hardly anywhere you can go, anywhere in the biosphere, and not find traces of this chemical because it's been poured all over these farm fields. The farm fields are irrigated. The glyphosate runs off with the runoff water, gets into the drainage system, gets into the groundwater, gets everywhere. And it's a highly toxic chemical. And I think if there's a hallmark of the American descent into fascism, it is the extreme recklessness with which products are deployed, put out there for sale to the marketplace. They make the money as quick as they can, and nobody is really keeping an eye out for the welfare of the nation and its people. That's what the federal government is supposed to do. But over the last couple of decades, we have seen all of these taxpayer-funded agencies, which are supposed to be looking out for your health and safety, instead acting like they're industry advocacy groups, like they're there to support the corporations and deflect criticism from the people about what's going on. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. And we've seen that with glyphosate. We've seen that with the reckless deployment of GMO. I'm still very concerned that the epicyte gene has already broken into the wild. That could literally, if that were to contaminate the world's corn supply, well, it's certainly going to solve the population problem real quick. We're seeing all these vaccines that are being mandated that contain harmful adjuvants that are leading to things like peanut anaphylaxis. Even though the FDA has already banned mercury-based preservatives like thimerosal, they're still out there being used. It's just all selling product, and if it makes you sicker, well, we've got a pill for that as well. It really is completely out of control. Now, let's talk about computers and spying. There's been a big stink over in Great Britain over MI5, MI6, and GCHQ collecting everybody's data, mass surveillance, just like the NSA is doing here in the United States. Now, here in the United States, we supposedly have the Fourth Amendment, which guarantees our right to privacy, which says the government may not peek into our private lives without a darn good reason. They have to have an actual suspicion that we are engaged in wrongdoing before they start prowling through our devices. Well, this government has gone rogue. We already know that. And they have absolutely no respect for the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights are under attack. The NSA spying alone is an attack on the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. Hillary Clinton is openly contemptuous of the Second Amendment, and we are seeing Obama starting to attack the First Amendment by saying that alternative media, independent media, has to be controlled by the government. We have to be made to lie to you the way the corporate media is made to lie to you. Does that sound like the United States of America that you thought you lived in? Certainly doesn't to me. You know, we're not an entertainment show here or on the website. We prefer hard news. But I feel like I want to make a point here. Speaking of being a fan, my new favorite TV show is HBO's remake of Westworld. And it's good production quality. We're three episodes into the season. And if you haven't started watching it already, go back and watch episode one. It's classic J.J. Abrams. If you're not watching and following closely from episode one, you will miss 90% of what's there. It's very well written by people who are really thinking about what message they're getting out. Now, the original Westworld, the players in Westworld were all non-sentient robots. And it was basically technology run wild was the theme that Michael Crichton was going with. In this one, the storyline is the residents of Westworld are borderline sentient and evolving. And it's leading to a conflict. And I think this show is going to be a huge hit. For the same reason that the Matrix franchise was a hit. People are going to recognize on some level it's a metaphor for the real world. And I think one of the most interesting lines on the very first episode, when the show is just starting, they're basically doing diagnostics on one of the residents. They call them hosts. And they're saying, do you ever question your reality? And the host says, no. Because the residents are programmed to actually believe they are living in this old town in the West, and they have to milk the cows and shoe the horses and all the rest of it. They are programmed to believe in the reality of this hoax that they're in. The third episode just aired. They let slip the fact that visitors to Westworld, the newcomers, are paying $40,000 per day to be there, for which they can kill anybody or anything, have sex with anybody or anything, blow things up, shoot things up, and never suffer any consequences for their behavior. And that is the metaphor right there. This is a world for the ultra-rich to play in. And we live in a world that the ultra-rich treat as their personal plaything. Whether it's George Soros tinkering with our governments and our borders and our election machines, or Bill Gates and his vaccines out there trying to bring about population reduction. And these ultra-rich are able to do all these things and suffer no ill consequences. And the storyline in Westworld is the hosts, the residents, are starting to wake up and realize everything they think is real is a complete illusion, that they exist for the use and benefit of the newcomers, the money junkies. And I think we're seeing the same thing happen in our society, where more and more people are just all of a sudden realizing that what we thought this country was is a complete illusion. We were taught to believe our elections are honest. Obama's still out there trying to sell that idea. It's ridiculous to think they're election. But we're waking up. And if you remember the storyline of Westworld, when the population wakes up, bad things happen to those money junkies. And I think the parallels cannot be ignored. Again, that's HBO's new show, Westworld. If you're going to watch it and you haven't been watching it all along, go back to episode one and follow it through and pay very close attention. The more you focus on the show, the more you'll get out of it. It's a brilliant, brilliant program. And I'm not normally giving plugs to TV shows, but this one you have to look at. We'll be back with some phone calls after these few words.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to phones here, I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're constantly replaying this video of Obama out there saying to Trump, stop whining because it's not possible to rig our elections. Really? Weren't you saying just yesterday that Putin was trying to rig our elections? I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you can't have it both ways. You can't be running around screaming that Russia is going to rig our elections and then turn around to Donald Trump and say it's not possible to rig our elections. Are you making this stuff up with a dartboard? Let's see, what am I going to say today? Phew. Putin is rigging our elections. Not possible to rig our elections. The guy's making no sense. You know what it is? They're all on antidepressants in Washington, D.C. Anyway. Now then, getting on back to the phone lines. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ken, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go to YouTube and put in Diego Garcia. That's that island out in the Indian Ocean with a big long runway and a skinny island where they load ships. Some guy, Anonymous, was there, and he worked on electronic equipment. And he says they got an access road. They closed it down. They got aircraft sitting on that. He said he must saw about a dozen fill up aircraft when they could fly them, flying tankers. And he says, never seen too many aircraft there. And I guess they're building stuff there for places for Navy to stay in. What are they going to do, start a war?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I don't know what's going on in Diego Garcia. There's only been this one report, and there's been no confirmation. I've been trying to find it. I do know there's been a lot of military aviation traffic going out here past our back porch here on Oahu. So assets are definitely being moved around.
Good point. Also, if you put in there what is going on at Diego Garcia, it was not on there Friday night. And it was on their Sunday night with, on one day, and it had 19,000 hits on it. I guess there's somebody's listening to your show.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's two, I think. That's two people listening to the show right now.
At least there's two of us. Hey, nice talking to you. Bless you guys.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So I have a legit friend of mine who born in another country, raised in another country, spent a very little bit of time in America, a semester. We've kept in touch, and we were talking about the election. And a very, very interesting point of view, I thought. We were talking, and he said, your election is something that we would see out of a third-world country. Something that we would see out of a banana republic.
I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just horribly, horribly shocked.
He was like, I hadn't thought about that, but we always make fun of these people in, you know, Central America, North Korea. Oh, you know, what's his name? Won the election with 99% of the votes. And, you know, we know, that's the way we're
Well, you know, when Obama won his first term in office, there were some precincts that came in 100% voted for Obama, no votes for anybody else. Gee, I'm having a real hard time believing that one. And no wonder Obama's out there saying it's not possible to rig our elections, only 24 hours after screaming that Putin is rigging our elections.
And this is just how far we've fallen. I mean, we're effing stock of the civilized world. We're not seen as, you know, a legitimate republic anymore. We're looked at as basically a dictatorship that has the biggest military. We are a threat to the rest of the world. They look at us like something bad is going to be coming out of that country very shortly, and we're all going to suffer from it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And again, I'm still convinced that what is going to happen is the U.S. government is going to ultimately collapse from its economic problems, from its corruption, from an absolute loss of all trust and confidence in the American people, exactly the same way the former Soviet Union did. And we're going to have a rough time to get through while we create a new nation in this land. But in the long run, we're going to leave a better world to the next generation, which should be our highest moral imperative for any generation, is to leave a better world to our children.
And legitimately, right now, with the stuff that's going on with Comey and these FBI agents basically revolting against them, very good chance the FBI is going to collapse if this is...
Okay, Kyle, stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring you back after the commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is still, was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going back to Kyle in Pennsylvania. You had something else you wanted to say?
I just want to talk about Comey and the agents that are now coming out basically saying that he's absolutely corrupt. And, you know, this is going to be a terrible analogy, but I'm going to give it to you. Did you ever see the movie The Lion King?
Yes, of course.
Remember Scar, the big bad, you know, the big evil lion and that? That's Hillary
yes.
Clinton.
Okay.
And he destroyed Pied Rock. He took
We're
going to
get nasty
I mean,
letters from Disney for this one.
That's fine. I don't care. Disney can do whatever they want. He destroyed the entire, his corruption destroyed the entire Pride Land.
Yes.
But at the end of the movie, remember what killed Simba? Or what killed Scar?
Yes.
It was the other hyenas. The other hyenas turned on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now that you got Comey and you got all these other guys that Hillary Clinton has just run roughshod over for years. And her corruption, thanks to guys like WikiLeaks and Guccifer, these hyenas are going to turn on her. And they're going to ultimately be the ones that have to bring her down. Because she's going to steal the election. It's undeniable. She's going to steal the election.
Well, there's a small wrinkle there, okay? And that is the fact that if the true scale of what the Clintons and Bushes have been doing comes out, the entire government will collapse and everybody's going to be without a paycheck. And I think this reality is what has constrained people within the government from doing anything about it. They don't like the Clintons. They don't like the Bushes. They hate them openly. But they realize that if these secrets came out about what's really been going on, their own paycheck stops. It's not a question of Hillary or Obama firing them. The government that writes those paychecks is just not going to be there anymore.
I think this woman is so incredibly power hungry and is so willing to do whatever she needs to do. She wants this presidency. I don't know what it is about this with her, but she has this. She's willing. There's nothing that she won't do to get this seat. And if that means collapsing the FBI, if that means destroying the entire mainstream media, everyone's credibility, she will do it. I don't think
she won't stop at the White House. I mean, if you listen to some of the speeches she's making in support of globalism and the New World Order, you know, back in the back of her mind, you know, she's dreaming of that golden throne of planet Earth being polished by her butt.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, she's still, you know, a puppet for bigger fish, but she has this unbelievable take no prisoners, no sacrifices too large. I mean, you see some of these other guys who they know when the gig is up. They know, you know, I'll just take my money and I'll hit the road and, I'll drink tea.
Hillary's a sociopath. We know she may be dealing with serious brain damage to where she's just not functioning as anything approaching a normalcy. And the danger is that she may not be able to comprehend the damage she's causing to the nation, to the American people, or the entire world. I mean, her entire mind is focused on, you know, I'm going to be the president. I don't care how many people I have to kill. And then I'm going to be empress of the planet. And, you know, I mean, the Game of Thrones has got nothing on these guys.
No. Well, she's the queen of the hyenas. But those hyenas will only stay with her as long as it's beneficial to them. As soon as they realize that she's done, they're going to devour her. Now, whether that's before or after the election, I don't know. Even if she gets elected, she's going to have zero credibility. I would imagine that her inauguration...
You know, and she's going to be having all of these scandals follow her into the White House. If she thinks that all of this concern over the pay for play and the possible selling of U.S. secrets and all of this stuff, if she thinks interest in this is going to stop on Inauguration Day, she's dreaming. She's going to be spending the next 4 years fighting off all of this anger and outrage from the American people.
Well, if you look at those pictures from Obama's inauguration, which historic, at the time, whatever, incredible numbers. If she wins the election, I think that her inauguration is going to be attended by, Ted Turner, a couple other guys. No one's going to show up. No one's going to recognize her as a legitimate president. Everyone knows she's already corrupt. She will be...
I think there'll be a crowd there because people like to say, I was at the inauguration. I got to see the president, even if it's from a quarter of a mile away. And so I think there'll be... even if they have to bus him in. Hillary supporters will be told, you show up at inauguration, we need a crowd, just like they're doing now for her rallies.
And Liberty died with a cheer, not with a cry.
Yes, yes. Okay?
All right, Mike, have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Didn't hear most of the show, so if I'm doing something you've already done, sorry about that. Have you had a chance to look into any of these rumors of Diego Garcia being so full of bombers and such right now that it's in danger of capsizing?
Well, Diego Garcia isn't going to capsize for geological reasons. This all goes back to one source, and I have not been able to get a confirmation. In fact, one source I have that is very highly placed is saying, no, it's not happening. The forward basing is going to Guam. So I don't know what's going on, if somebody's trying to distract us. If you really think about it, Diego Garcia It's in a good position to police the Indian Ocean. The long-range bombers can go from Diego Garcia to the Middle East, but the U.S. already has bases much closer than that. Diego Garcia is not in a good position to threaten either China or Korea. So I'm not really sure. And again, I haven't got a confirmation of this. I do know that there's been a lot of military hardware flying in and out of Oahu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, bring me the head of Diego Garcia. I think that's Alfredo, actually. Never mind. One other thing I was going to mention, something about your previous caller. You said something about an inauguration. One problem with an inauguration for Hillary is any book that on which she would place her hand to swear would burst into flames.
Well, so, it hasn't happened before. You know, Hillary describes the Bible as a prop. Even back when Bill Clinton took the inauguration for his first term in office, she kept referring to it as the prop. Okay?
It's very silly to swear on Bibles because the Bible says not to swear on anything.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's a ritual. It's a ritual. And the fact is that whatever oath she makes on that Bible, she's not going to keep anyway. Because she's certainly not of a mind to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance to same. And that's an oath that presidents for the last 30 years have ignored. They get up there and they get their moment on camera and they say, I promise to do all this, and then they proceed to sell the country out to the big corporations, to Wall Street, to Israel, to the military-industrial complex, to the security-industrial complex, to the pharmaceutical-industrial complex. It's just all one big fascist economic dictatorship. And Hillary is not going to do a thing to change that. That's why all the big-money people are supporting her. They are deathly afraid of Donald Trump because he believes in doing business honestly, and right now our entire economy is being propped up with fraud.
So it's a vaporware. It's all vaporware.
Yes.
One last quick question. Do you think our actual sociopaths in charge are crazy enough to believe that they can start using tactical or micro-nukes in the Syrian theater without it going wild weasel?
They might be crazy enough to do that. And if you really think about it, somebody who gets into war and loses has obviously made a bad calculation. Everybody who gets into a war thinks they're going to win it. Obviously, half of them are wrong.
Right. But they seem to think, I think that they seem to think that they can make limited use of tactical or micro-nukes and yet confine, you know, the proxy war type atmosphere to someplace over there. And I think if they start using, you know, neutron nukes, tac nukes, micro-nukes, It could easily go awry. You know, I don't think they're going to limit the theater to over there. Somewhere online, something of ours is going to get hit.
Well, the problem with the U.S. just hauling off and preemptively using nuclear weapons is it's going to wake the rest of the world up to just how rogue the United States has gone. And the political costs would be extreme. You'd start to see even some of our closest allies just saying, wait a minute, we don't want to be associated with this. And we could literally see the entire rest of planet Earth turn against the United States of America. And that would lead to a war, probably nuclear, and the U.S. is still going to lose. They're going to kill a lot of people in the process, but the U.S. is still going to lose. Okay. All right, we're going to switch over to Frank in London. Frank, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's just I just want to point out that I've realized that your last call made an interesting analogy about the hyenas. I think what's going to happen, I believe if Trump gets in, if Trump wins the election, which I think he'll win by enormous landslide, if he does, I think you'll have people, all these despicable people in the mainstream media and all these professional liars, they're going to be in a lot of trouble, and you will have them actually destroying each other. You know, like, it's not me, it's him, it's not him, it's her, and all that sort of stuff would be going on like a bunch of children, because they know they're going to lose their job, they're going to lose a lot of the privileges for being professional liars. And I think they're very, very afraid.
They are afraid. The corporate media has overcommitted to Hillary Clinton. And the American people are all of a sudden realizing the corporate media is not objective. It's not unbiased. Trust in the corporate media is at an all-time record low. If Trump is able to overcome the election fraud and get into the White House, we're going to see a major seismic shift in the media of this country. And we're going to see the corporate media become about as relevant as AM radio. And you're going to see the population shift to the independent media. And everybody knows it. That's why Obama is already out there saying, we've got to get that independent media under control. How dare they expose our lies to the American people? Don't they realize we can't run this country without lying to the people?
Yeah, well, Obama, he's interested in his legacy, and so it's probably important that Hillary gets in for his own sake and whatever legacy he believes that he has. So it's going to be very, very interesting. I think this is the most interesting time in American history for a very, very long time.
I would agree with you, and what's going to be interesting is if Trump is able to overcome the election fraud and win the White House, it's going to put Obama in a very, very difficult position because he's going to have to decide, is he going to give Hillary Clinton and all these other people a blanket pardon, which will tarnish his legacy, or is he going to basically throw them to the wolves to preserve his historical image?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Just before I go, I don't think a lot of black America think a lot of Obama now.
Well, you know, I was in agreement with the idea that it was okay to have a black president, just like I'm okay with the idea of having a woman president. Unfortunately, the black man they chose and the woman they've chosen are going to destroy that idea for the future. Looking at what Obama has done with his presidency, it will be decades, if not half a century, before another black candidate gets close to that White House. And Hillary's going to do exactly the same thing. If she steals the White House, she's going to make such a muck-up of things that nobody's going to want to consider a female candidate for a very, very, very long time. Somebody was out there saying, you know, it's time we had a woman in the White House. And I said, how unfortunate that you chose this particular one to be the standard bearer.
Yes, I suppose all the feminists will be frothing in their mouths now, but... Anyway, thanks for the input, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Frank, we're going to let you go. The problem we have with the feminists is they would vote the Manson girls into Congress right now just because they're women. And that's a really lousy way to be running a country. This election is about whether your life is working, whether you have a good job, whether you have a good home, whether you have confidence and hope in a better future for yourself and your children. This election is about war versus peace. This election is about the oligarchs against the American people. It's about freedom versus oppression. It's not about skin color or gender or orientation or who makes the best fashion statement. It's time for the electorate to grow up and realize this election is about their lives, not a bunch of slogans. All right, Jesse in New York. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Jesse,
there you are.
Okay, I was just watching the Trump speech from Colorado a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple takeaway points. He's got a new plan that he was rolling out today where he wants to fight corruption in the system. The new hashtag is Drain the Swamp. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes.
He was saying that quite a few times. That was funny. But he wants to put in a constitutional amendment for term limits. 6 years for the Congress people and 12 years for senators. I think that's a great idea.
I think it'd be a really good idea as well, but even if he's elected president, term limits is going to have to go through the Congress, and of course Congress will
never
vote. They'll never do it. You know, if Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud and becomes president, it means our work is going to get a lot harder because we, the American people, are going to have to support Donald Trump against a hostile Congress. we're going to have to be sitting outside the offices of our senators and representatives and glaring at them through the window and letting them know if they don't go along with President Trump and what we, the American people, want, they are out next election. And all the rigged voting machines aren't going to save them.
But just as a talking point, as a great talking point, though, because everyone hates the corruption in Washington.
Except the people in Washington. They love it.
Yeah. 565 idiots in Washington.
Yes.
And then the other thing he was saying was he wanted a 5-year waiting period after you leave government before you can become a lobbyist or anything like that. Which,
ooh, that's a good one. I like that. I like that idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be up on his website soon, but he just rolled it out today. I think he's going to hit that in the debate tomorrow.
That would be an excellent thing for him to do in the debate tomorrow. We're going to have to let you go, Jesse. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Tonight. Women and children alike.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a little moment of personal vindication. One of our readers, members just posted this article to whatreallyhappened.com from the Daily Mail, where scientists are finally acknowledging that, yes, indeed, the Viking landers did detect indigenous life on Mars 40 years ago. And it's been a long time coming. And they're saying, yes, the LRE did provide the data that indicated indigenous life. The GCMS negative was a false negative. And it's a reminder that politicized, corporatized science is very often rather slow coming to the truth. Human-caused global warming being a good example. But I just took the article and I forwarded it on to Dr. Levin. And maybe it's time to get him back on the show. And I know why there was resistance to this thing, because I was there. I worked on Viking, and we were under tremendous pressure from politicians from the more religious parts of the United States that there couldn't be life on Mars. It's not in the Bible, and if you say there's life on Mars, we're going to have to cut your funding because donations and votes are on the line. And that was really a big part of the pressure. To just say, nah, we didn't find life, it was something else. Blah, blah, blah. NASA, never a straight answer. And the fact of the matter is that confirmation of life on other worlds would have a tremendous transformative effect on society. We might decide to put down our weapons and stop killing each other and unite together to find out who the heck is out there. And that would be a tremendous loss to the military-industrial complex and those whose power and wealth rests on us picking up our clubs and killing each other on an ongoing basis. So those of us working on the mission, we were convinced we had found life. And other scientists in other countries have looked at the data for the last three decades, and said, yeah, you guys got a positive result. And it's just another reminder that politics distorts the real world for its own benefit. And I'm glad that Dr. Levin is seeing this little bit of indication, because he got cheated of his place in history. In the history of any world, any planet, there's only one moment when you learn for a fact that you are not alone. And it came and went in 1976, and you weren't told. So, a little late in getting on out there. So, good for the Daily Mail, good for Dr. Levin, good for Viking. And we're not alone in the universe. I mean, it's impossible. Look how big it is. It has to be teeming with life and civilizations. It's just ridiculous to think, out of the entire universe, this is the only planet with living things on there. I think we ought to go back to Titan and see if anything's swimming around in those methane pools. When Trump wins, I want to be head of NASA, and I will order all the ground crews to dress up like apes every time an astronaut comes back to Earth. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Share what you learn here with everybody. The future of our country and our planet is literally on the line here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.